Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Swift Hour. I'm your host, Keisha Berry. Today's guest is Brad Gwynn, Director of Delivery Services here at Wipro, and he joins us today to share an exciting program we've created to develop talent in the Infor ERP space. This is a wonderful program, and the associates that have gone through it have gained tremendous insight, knowledge, and experience, and they have expanded their capabilities with the Infor M3. The opportunities for them and for their continued growth are vast and exciting. So Brad, welcome. I'm very excited to have you here today and to share with our listeners more about this associate development program that we have.
Thanks, Keisha. I'm really happy to be here.
So before we dive into this program and what we've created here at Wipro, would you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure. I've been in the software implementation space for over 25 years. Working with some of the most well-known companies in the world, as well as some smaller, more niche players. My entire career has been in the professional services area. So I started out as a brand new implementation consultant working for a large ERP software company as a distribution and manufacturing consultant. And from there, I kind of moved my way into project management. I had a little brief stint in services sales. And then over the last several years, I've held various leadership roles. And so I'm currently the Director of Delivery Services here at Wipro as part of the Infor practice, which is part of the Enterprise Applications Business Unit. I've been with Wipro for almost 2 years now. I manage a team of about 20 consultants, ranging from associate level to senior levels, and covering all functional areas with related to the M3 product. So a wide breadth there, but I also have responsibility for project oversight for several key customer implementations. And I also participate in and kind of manage a lot of our internal operations, like such as forecasting, tracking, and reporting. So that's a bit about me professionally.
Brad, thank you for sharing that. And, getting to, what's at hand for our podcast today, we have been doing something pretty cool here at Wipro. And listeners, we've created this associate consultant program. And if you are working in the Infor M3 space and want to grow your expertise in this field, I suggest you sit down, grab a coffee, and tune in for the next 20 minutes with us. We recognize the need for highly qualified M3 Infor consultants, and we were finding it difficult to find that level of talent. So we decided to look at the problem, solve it ourselves by investing in developing the expertise we needed. And it's been really successful, hasn't it?
It has. That's right. We are a growth practice within the broader Wipro ecosystem, if you will. And as such, growth practice, we have very aggressive goals that in order to achieve, we need more people to deliver our implementations. As we sell more, we need more delivery expertise. There are three basic approaches to finding and utilizing more people. You can hire kind of just-in-time, experienced and tenured consultants to join our team. We can utilize experienced subcontractors, which we do. Mm-hmm. And the third approach would be to hire more junior associates who have some M3 exposure, Infor M3 exposure, but maybe they would be new to consulting. Mm-hmm. So we're constantly engaged in all three of these approaches, of course, but we recognized we would not be able to meet our aggressive growth goals if we just relied on hiring just in time or subcontracting with experienced consultants. We needed to bring in new people and expand the talent pool kind of from the ground up, which would allow us to win and deliver more business and grow the practice. So that's kind of the genesis of the associate consultant program.
Something you said, so in terms of who would make the ideal candidate would be somebody that has some experience, but they're looking to expand more in the realm of being a consultant?
Exactly. That's exactly what we're looking for. Typically, we recruit people that are in the first, let's say, third maybe of their careers. This is not an absolute, but it tends to be the case. These people typically have college degrees. They have M3 work experience in industry. Mm-hmm. Right. But they would be new to consulting. They haven't been an implementation consultant before, and they have a strong desire to move their careers into the professional services area, right, as a consultant. Mm-hmm. So we leverage their hands-on M3 experience in a given functional discipline, such as finance or manufacturing or customer order management. This gives them that head start in terms of product knowledge, as well as kind of they have that business usage experience. But it's a good head start to begin a consulting career, and we can build upon that with additional training and opportunities to work with more senior mentors and so forth to learn how to be a good consultant. So that's our ideal candidate.
Nice. So what does the program entail? Exactly what are they signing up for?
Okay. The program includes training, working with mentors and shadowing others, and then also having opportunities to work on complex project assignments in an appropriate capacity for a more junior consultant just starting out in their careers. Right off the bat, in the first couple of months, within the first weeks, month or two, we have an HR onboarding, and we have, you know, they learn all they need to know about how to exist within Wipro, right? They get their laptop and they do all their HR things and they meet their teams and they get into a cadence with one-on-ones with their managers and so forth. That takes the first just couple of weeks. And then we really launch right into a more formal product training, Infor M3 training, which is a combination of in-person training, kind of traditional classroom training, as well as remote training. The in-person training is about 3 weeks. We dive into purchasing and order management and manufacturing, logistics, warehousing, and things of that nature. It's led by a very experienced M3 trainer. And that includes hands-on configuration and also kind of homework and case studies as well. And then we also have a week or two of remote training where we finalize homework, deliver presentations, and get assessed by the trainer. So that's that's kind of the formal training component. After that's over, we make introductions with mentors, and the associate consultants start to get to know who their mentor is going to be and start that dialogue and that relationship, someone they can go to and work with as they develop as a consultant. And then we also start looking for, or we've already looked for, but we start introducing the associate consultants into the various projects that we've identified where they can shadow more senior consultants and start to begin to take on work that is commensurate or appropriate with their level of expertise. Okay. So in all, the goal is within 6 months or so, these associate consultants are now qualified to work independently on implementation projects as kind of that first level consultant. And they would always have their mentor and others there ready to help them as they need to. But that's kind of the goal, is around that 6 month mark.
That's great. Yeah.
That's in a nutshell, the plan and the program, right? I think we'll talk a little bit later about some specific opportunities that came about after we started this program with one of our large customers, but maybe we'll get to that in a little bit.
Well, yeah, no. I was just about to ask you that, but I was just thinking about what you said. It's so great. They get some really hands-on, in-depth, real experience with a mentor, and by 6 months, they're actually working real projects. That's pretty exciting. I did want to bring up about one of our customers. So they heard about us doing this program and they came to us wanting to leverage this pool of, you know, new talent. And so specifically to help them roll out an ERP implementation, I think in the later phases, is that right? I mean, do you want to share a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. We have a very important customer of ours, a long-term customer that we have a great relationship with, who is in the middle really of rolling out the latest cloud version of M3 to all of its various locations around North America. They're already live. They've already completed that migration in their corporate headquarters and in a few key locations, but they have to roll this out now across all of North America. And so when they learned about our associate consulting program, they approached our practice leader and proposed, you know, a very interesting opportunity. They wanted to engage our newly hired and trained associate consultants to assist with the rollout of M3 as part of a larger customer team, right? Kind of join this customer team and augment it. And the main focus would be what I would call the latter third of any implementation project. It includes kind of user testing, user training, go live prep, go live, actual go live and cut over, and then hypercare support after go live. And so with the overall rollout program itself is going to take up to about 2 years to complete. They have that many locations around North America. So we jumped at this chance, right, to immediately procure consulting opportunities for our associates. And we've been moving forward with that partnership really for almost a year now. We've been engaged with them, with our associate consultants, who have been doing a very, very good job helping in this rollout program. So it was a win-win for us and for them.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it. And how exciting. I mean, and that they wanted to, you know, access and utilize our talent pool. I think that's wonderful. And in terms of the program, a little bit of hindsight, how is it going? Do you have any big wins or maybe some unexpected wins that you want to share?
Well, the team has participated in, I think, 4 or 5 different go live activities or events. Each one is maybe 5 to 10 individual locations for this customer. Mm. They've all been successful. Each one in turn has been getting smoother and faster, right? And you know, it varies based upon the complexity of each site or the number of locations that are included with that grouping, but it has been successful. And it's getting, you know, and our team with their experience is getting more and more responsibility every time to do more, to be the lead in the training sessions, to be the main point person during hypercare when issues arise. And so our customers relying more and more on our associate consultants to take the lead in these different activities with their end user community throughout North America.
And so when you look at the candidates, what would you say they would identify as like the what's in it for me or the big win for them?
You know, these folks, you know, this team, they're highly skilled and are working in organizations on projects and joining our associate consultant program. It provides them with an opportunity to work on various complex projects that are changing all the time. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the complexity and diversity in the work is a huge win for them to help them become the well-rounded consultants that they need to be. By working on site with our customer, you know, they get to experience a lot more than being locked into just a function and working remotely. The candidates or the new associate consultants really enjoy the M3 software, and they want to become experts in the particular modules within M3, and they want to work on different types of organizations. So, and projects and customers. Okay. So, I mean, if this is something that you're interested in, or our associate consultants who would join us, if they're interested in these types of things happening, then this is a perfect fit for them, right? It's going to make them into great software implementation consultants. And maybe more broadly, they're going to learn consulting. They're going to learn consulting skills in general that are transferable across many different types of consulting, right? Definitely a great opportunity for someone who sees consulting in their future.
I mean, I just think that's you hit the nail on the head. So somebody that loves M3 wants to expand their knowledge of it, and they see their career going in that direction, but really they want to get out of just maybe a functional role within an organization and expand their career into the field of consulting and really, you know, elevate that. So I think this is a wonderful program, and just what you've shared from the feedback from the customer and from our associates, I think it's been going great. So after, you know, this program, it takes a while. So after they've completed the program, what happens when they're done with the associate program? What does their life look like here at Wipro?
Okay. Yeah. We obviously have a plan in place for when this particular project and program wraps up. Mm-hmm. The associate consultants, you know, they'll become available to join other implementation projects that are more kind of the norm for our M3 practice. By that, I mean, they will be participating in projects that start from the very beginning, you know, kickoff and discovery and design sessions all the way through configuration and unit testing and all that. And then eventually it'll come to, you know, user testing and cutover and go live. Mm-hmm. The fact that they have so much experience in that kind of latter third of the project, it'll be a huge advantage for them in their next assignments. And they may even be viewed as kind of the experts in this area because they've done it so many times in such a short period of time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They will, you know, but they will, however, they'll need to receive some additional training, of course, right? Potentially refresher training with regard to some of the products, but more importantly, some training around our implementation methodology. What happens in the first two-thirds of the project, and what are the expectations for you? What are the requirements and tools that we use in a full-blown implementation? Mm-hmm. That's going to be critical for them to receive additional training and exposure to. We'll add that in as this current program is wrapping up. We'll start to mm-hmm. kind of weave that into their training and their activities so that they can hit the ground running after and just get assigned to new implementation projects. You know, whether they're standalone, kind of individual, which is kind of normal for us, or mm-hmm. maybe part of a two-person team, in a given functional area. That'll depend on the type of project they get assigned to, but they'll be for the most part independent and mm-hmm. ready to go. So that's the goal, right? And then we've just built up now our talent pool within WIPRO to be able to handle more work, which is our traditional kind of work, implementations from the beginning to end, right? So that's the mm-hmm. goal.
I mean, they get to hit the ground running. They get to sort of learn the implementation from the back to the front, you know? I mean, and by the end of it, they're going to have such a holistic experience and, expertise in how to do the implementations. And so I think that's great. They get to expand the kind of work that they're doing. It sounds really exciting. So listeners, if you're interested, definitely reach out. So Brad, if they want to learn more, what's the best thing for them to do?
They can reach out to me for more information and I'm more than happy to share my contact information. We do have our mm-hmm. lead recruiter, who's also was heavily involved in building this program and finding the associate consultants who are now part of it. And so, that would be where I would start, is to reach out to myself or to our recruiter, Linda Damaris. Mm-hmm. I know that on LinkedIn and other job boards, we have openings mm-hmm. that have been posted. So there's a way to find those there as well.
I will include information in the description. So listeners, I'll be sure to include both Brad and Linda's LinkedIn. You certainly can reach out to me. So Brad, any last thoughts before I let you go?
What started out, as a modest idea to grow our N4 M3 practice from the ground up with new consultants, it's really grown fourfold. Mm-hmm. We wanted to bring in four or five people, but because this important customer of ours and their program of rolling out throughout North America, we've grown this, almost fourfold. It's proven to be a great success, and we're positioned at the right time to transition our associate consultants team into our overall team of consultants to work on new mm-hmm. assignments and take the next step in the career. So, anyone who has some hands-on experience in M3 and has a desire to move into a consulting environment, this could be a great opportunity for you too.
Yeah, listen up, folks. Definitely reach out. If you want to expand and your M3 and move into consulting, I think this would be a wonderful opportunity. So, Brad, I appreciate your time. And I always end my podcast with one question, a surprise question. So are you ready?
I'm ready. Shoot.
Okay. Let's see. I never know what it is, so I just make it up on the fly. All right, ready? Favorite sandwich?
Ooh, favorite sandwich. Wow, the first thing that popped into my mind was a Reuben.
Oh my gosh, we agree.
I love a good Reuben. Got to have plenty of the, anyway, plenty of pastrami, plenty of sauerkraut.
Yes.
Whatever.
I know. Yeah. No, and finding a good Reuben, see, I live in Michigan, so I can find him here, but I lived in California and I could not find a good Reuben really to save my life. So, we have that in sync. So again, thank you, Brad, for your time. I appreciate you sharing all about this associate consultant program. Listeners, be sure to check out Brad on LinkedIn. I'll include both Brad and Linda's LinkedIn in the description. You certainly can reach out to me as well. And be sure to download the Swift Hour podcast wherever you get your podcast. We hope to hear from you if you or you have a friend that wants to grow and join our associate consultant program. That's all for today. I'm Keisha Berry, and this is the Swift Hour.